141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as Glasgow's Big Two head into the Europa League. Celtic are already underway and trailing in Leverkusen against the group leaders. Giovanni van Bronckhorst takes charge of Rangers for the first time against Sparta Prague, and Hibs might be into the League Cup final, but their poor league run continues in Dingwall. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Yeah, a big night for Celtic and Rangers on the European front, and Celtic are finding it very difficult. It's only 18 minutes in, but it's been a long 18 minutes for them, and they're a goal behind. And for Rangers, well, still in with a fighting chance. Giovanni van Bronckhorst, first game in charge in front of a packed Ibrox. That's one to look forward to later.
Yeah, looking forward to tonight's European football, Gordon. Big games, obviously. You said it there, 18, 19 minutes into the game, Celtic losing 1-0. A set play again, which will upset the Celtic manager. But they had an opportunity there with Kyogo just through the middle. I think if he takes it first time and lobs the goalkeeper, he's got a great chance of scoring. So while it's 1-0, they're still in it, but they're up against a top quality side. And then tonight, obviously, new manager goes into the dugout. Will he get a response after Sunday's disappointing semi-final against Hibs? We'll wait and see.
0141 951 1025. That is the number you need, so please let's hear from you nice and early tonight. Get the calls in and let us know what is on your mind. You should know the way these Thursdays work by now. Celtic fans, don't shout at the TV, shout at us instead. What are you making of the game? What's annoying you? What's pleasing you? Pick up the phone and let us know. And Rangers fans, a huge night for you. Giovanni van Bronckhorst's first game in charge. Are you going along? If you're heading to the game, even better, pick up the phone, tell us what you're expecting. Maybe you're sitting down in the comfort of your own home to watch it. What changes should Giovanni van Bronckhorst make? He said there will be changes. What are you expecting? Who would you pick? Get on here and give us all your pre-match thoughts, please, on 0141 951 1025. 20 minutes gone in Leverkusen. Leverkusen 1, Celtic 0. Robert Andrić with the header on the 16th minute. Mark, they obviously have been the better side, as you would expect. From Celtic's perspective, though, we've seen it a couple of times. It is a towering header. It doesn't really seem like anyone's marking him or blocking the run. He obviously came from somewhere, I assume that someone, and in fact, I think we're seeing it again. It's actually Anthony Ralston, I think, initially.
Yeah, so it's obviously something Bayer Leverkusen have worked on.
Absolutely.
You know, how he starts so far out, and Ralston, you know, he loses him. But there's that crowd of players that Ralston finds it hard to get back through. Leverkusen player obviously is in front of him, and they get the goal. So disappointing that for all the possession Bayer Leverkusen have had, and they've looked very quick in the, when they go forward, Celtic lose a goal at a set piece. That should be really your bread and butter in these games, to limit any chances from those. So that would be disappointing. As I say, we always knew it was going to be difficult against
this side. As it's disappointing, Mark, I think you've got to give credit to the home side there. They worked up brilliantly. They took Ralston right out of the game. You seen Ralston, he knew that his marker was away, and he's thinking, please don't get on the ball. The lad just got a free header and he buried it into the corner. So it's Celtic are still in the game, Gordon. As long as they don't lose another one, if they keep playing, they've created a wee chance with Kyogo, as I said. I thought they should have taken it first time. So as long as they keep playing and don't lose another goal just now, they're still well in this game.
I mean, Mark, we usually at this point would, for people just joining us, explain who's playing and so on. It's a fairly predictable Celtic lineup. The only one that had any debate about it pre-match was James Forrest or Lila Bada. It's James Forrest that's been given the nod. His first start since mid-August, I think. Alkmaar was his last start, so he goes in. And other than that, it's pretty much the same team as you would expect. You know, Starfelt and Rogic are still injured, so it's that usual back four. Ralston and Juranovic, the fullbacks. Welsh and Carter Vickers, the centre-backs. McGregor, Turnbull, Beaton, midfield. Jota, Kyogo in there as well. So that was always the team, wasn't it?
I think it's pretty predictable at the minute for Celtic. And Forrest, I think he's served his time. You know, he's done his fitness work. Yeah, he's got himself back up to speed. He's come on and played some minutes, and then obviously has an effect when he comes on at the weekend. And with Abada, I think he's had a terrific start to his Celtic career. He is still young. He's up and down In some games. Sometimes he disappears from games when he doesn't start particularly well. So always thought that was a position that was up for grabs. But the rest of them, I think, picked themselves at this moment in time.
0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, don't shout at the TV, shout at us. What are you making of this game as it progresses? And Rangers fans, a more traditional build up for you, an 8 o'clock kickoff. What are you expecting tonight? Are you going along to the game? How much are you looking forward to it, seeing Giovanni van Bronckhorst's team for the first time? He says there will be changes. What changes? Who plays? All the usual big hitters? Are there going to be any curveballs, any surprises? Pick up that phone right now and let us know. 0141 951 1025. Let's get a flavour of the build up for that game between Rangers and Sparta Prague at Ibrox with our reporter Dale Eaton.
Yes, thank you very much, Gordon. And of course, it's a massive game here at Ibrox tonight as Giovanni van Bronckhorst takes charge of his first game as Rangers manager. Giovanni van Bronckhorst was, of course, in the stands on Sunday as Rangers lost 3-1 to Hibernian in the League Cup semi-final, so he will be looking to make some instant impact as his Rangers side face Sparta Prague here tonight in Europa League Group A. And of course, this game has massive implications for the rest of the group. If Rangers were to win this evening by 2 goals or more, and Bromby fail to win, Rangers will clinch second place and qualify for the next round of the Europa League. However, a win for Sparta Prague and Bromby failing to win will also see them clinch second place, and a draw in this game this evening leaves the door open for all three sides to make it out of the group, but it would make it increasingly tougher for Rangers, who face Lyon in France on the final day of the group. Giovanni van Bronckhorst has a full squad to select from, other than long-term injuries. Philip Hollander and Ofuruba both out for the game, and Kemar Roof out for the game, who picked up a knock on international duty. This evening, Scott Arfield is in line to make his 50th appearance in a UEFA competition. Both Alfredo Morelos and Fashion Sakala could miss the last game of this Group A away to Lyon if they are to pick up a booking this evening.
Pick up that phone, 0141 951 1025. Let us know what you're expecting, Rangers fans. If you're heading along to the game, let's hear from you. What are you hoping for? What, any changes in style for Giovanni van Bronckhorst? Any changes in personnel? Do you think we'll see something, Gordon? But we'll get to it. We'll debate the possibilities with the callers. Are you expecting any curveball, anything from left field or not?
I'm expecting some sort of a change, Gordon. But interesting, first and foremost, I think we're all excited to see what the personnel's going to be, what team he's going to pick, because he's obviously been disappointed watching that on Sunday. He'll have a chat with them on Monday, worked with them Tuesday, Wednesday on the training ground. I think he will tweak it, not dramatically, but I think he will tweak it, and I think he'll try and stamp his own authority very quickly.
Mark?
I think he has to. A new manager always has their own ideas and wants to put their stamp on it. Now, if Rangers are going well, playing high intensity stuff, getting results week after week, and there's no gripes, then fine, of course, you just keep it ticking along. But there is clearly issues this season with Rangers. And take away Sunday. Sunday was just where it all came together. But even Steven Gerrard has come out, he's backed his team now, but you could tell he wasn't happy with the performances, even though they still sit at the top of the league. And I think Van Bronckhorst would have sat there on Sunday and realised an opportunity to put his stamp on it right away, rather than just keep things ticking over until something goes wrong. I think he would have seen clearly, like everybody saw, some individuals aren't pulling their weight this season.
Right, Rangers fans, are you heading along to Ibrox? What are you expecting? What are you hoping for? What sort of changes do you want to see? 0141 951 1025. Mark is a Rangers fan on the line. Give me some names, Mark. Anyone you think that may well come into the team tonight?
I think Callum Patterson will come in, and I think the other striker, Salaka, I think he'll come in for Morelos.
Nathan Patterson, you're just getting them mixed up. That's easy done. Why in particular? Can you really see James Tavernier being dropped, or do they both play?
Because I watched Nathan Patterson against Scotland. He scored a goal and set one up. The boys may fear. I mean, he's a lot better, and I think he gets up and down the wing quite fast as well.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon, what are you? In many ways, it was one of the first ones I expected, because people have been calling for Nathan Patterson for a long time. That's some statement from Giovanni van Bronckhorst if he goes and drops his captain in his first game.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. I'm sure Mark's not the only Rangers fan that would like to see young Patterson in the starting 11. They've been crying out for him for a long time. His performances have been excellent. But the manager's come out and backed his the captain, and I think he will start tonight, Gordon. I think there will be changes, obviously. Sakala that Mark's saying there gives him that little bit of pace, energy up front. Will he go with Morelos? Because we know of his European, you know, form, the fact that he's a guy that can get you the important goals. He was really disappointing in Sunday, but so was a lot of the Rangers players. I'm intrigued to see if he tweaks it personnel, and obviously how he tweaks it tactically. Because I think Rangers will come right out in the front foot tonight and press very high. I think they'll play a very high pressing game. I could be wrong, but I just think there'll be something different to try and get the Rangers fans really off their seats tonight at Ibrox.
Why Sakala, Mark? Is that something to do with his pace or the hat-trick he scored against Motherwell? What's your thinking there?
It's what Gordon Dale said, that I would maybe play the two of them, because I would put Morelos maybe through the middle and use Sakala for the pace, just to get in amongst the defence, that mean.
Yeah, Mark Wilson, what do you think?
Well, I think Rangers, the players need a reaction, and I think Giovanni Van Bronckhorst will pick a team that's high in energy. I think he needs that. It's a must. Coming off the back of that result a couple of days ago, it affects players. It really does. As much as players will come out and say, it was a cup competition, we're out, we have to move on, we've got a big game, it still affects you. And if they start lacklustre, you know, lethargic tonight, the crowd will be quickly on them, you know, because, of course, fans weren't happy at not just the result on Sunday, but the performance. So if you're, you know, dragging people along with you and seeing people jogging about, it won't be good enough from the start, not in European competition, and especially when they've got a chance, a real chance of qualification. So I wouldn't be surprised if Patterson was in there somewhere.
What do you mean somewhere?
Oh, well, right back, or Tavernier's played some role. I don't know. Tavernier, of course, brings great numbers in terms of assists and goals, and he's your captain. But I just think if you brought Patterson into that team, he gives you energy right away at that right back position. The fans want to see him, so right away you've got fans on side. Sakala, again, I wouldn't be surprised, just for the energy he gives you. Now, he's raw when he gets the ball. We've all seen that. There's probably better stuff to come from him. But in terms of pace and chasing people down, I think it gives you more at this moment than Morelos. We've seen Morelos do on Sunday and a lot of games this season. So, like I say, it's a chance for Giovanni Van Bronckhorst to come in and stamp his authority right away. Unless he's got some reaction off Morelos in a private meeting in the last couple of days, then I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, is that, though, are we focusing too much on this idea of stamping his authority, sending out a statement? I mean, his priority is to win the game. Is Sakala or is Morelos not still the best option to play?
Me personally, I know that I criticised him on Tuesday night, and rightly so, because nobody will argue with that, Gordon. If I was a manager and you're starting afresh, I would be, tonight in this game, I'd be going with Morelos.
And how many times have you said that this season?
Hold on. Many times have you said Patterson? He's played it before.
But we're talking about Morelos, who you keep saying. You said you would play him on Sunday.
You didn't let me finish. If you let me finish and stop rudely interrupting, then you might understand what my point is.
Because it's going to be, he's your goal scorer. Always have goal scorers on, all right? And he's not scoring goals.
Because I think, like you said, I think the manager would have had a word with a few players, Gordon. I think they would have sat them down 1-1. He said it when he done his interview. I'm going to look them in the eye. I think he would have done that from Monday.
So Steven Gerrard hasn't done that with Morelos.
Listen, you know that you can get a tune out. Different managers get a tune out of different players. Mark, you've been in the game long enough, and you should understand that. So I think that Morelos will have a choice to make the next time he plays, whether it's tonight or whether it's next week or whatever. He's got to start proving himself again to the manager, because the manager will eventually put him out the door. Listen, we're talking about Morelos. You look at that team on Sunday. Apart from Stephen Davis, for me, I don't really see anybody there that could really argue if they get left out tonight.
Well, that's funny you say that, because people have been critical of Stephen Davis's performance all week on the show.
Well, I think Stephen Davis was, well, that's their opinion. I think Stephen Davis took a little bit of responsibility, tried to get on the ball, tried to play. I think he's a very talented player, I think, in a big game tonight. But Mark might be right in one occasion here tonight, in the fact that he might look for that high energy that's going to press very high up the pitch, which means he needs a lot of legs in the middle of the park.
The debating points are all there, Rangers fans. Does Patterson play? Does Tavernier play? Does Morelos play? Anything else that you've heard that you want to agree or disagree with? 01419511025. Thank you to Mark. Pick up the phone and let us know if you're watching it, you're heading along. Let us know your plans. David Turnbull's just taken a real sore one on the ankle, Mark. A booking for the challenge. What else has been happening? 33 gone, Leverkusen 1 up.
Yeah, I did fear for Celtic when it was 18 minutes in. They were 1 down. Bayer Leverkusen are well on top. But I think Celtic have settled. I think they're managing to keep possession a wee bit better than they did in the opening stages. It's just once they get to the final third, Bayer Leverkusen just looks so quick when they're recovering, you know, getting fullbacks and centre-halves back. Celtic just need to be that wee bit sharper.
Okay, keep the calls coming in. You can tweet us as well. Before we crack on with your calls and the football, let me tell you a bit about this. Very exciting stuff, Gordon Dalziel. You're going to be beside yourself with excitement, trust me. Clyde One. Yes, the Black Friday sales have started early. So does the Black Friday cash register. We have a massive cash prize for you to win, and we want to make sure that you do not miss out. The best part is we'll pay the money straight into your account tomorrow, because it's our Black Friday cash register. You're getting 10 text entries for the price of one. Can't argue with that. You love a bargain. Mm-hmm. Gary and Stephen told you a bit about this earlier, but it is worth reminding you, we have £100,000 up for grabs tomorrow. Talk about a life-changing amount of cash. Mark Wilson, what would you do with 100 grand? Seriously.
By breaking, knock down the stand and build the Mark Wilson stand, because I was that warned by the locals.
Gordon Dalziel,
it's the only way you'll get your name up there.
In fact, nah, don't you answer. Don't you answer what you would do with 100 grand. I don't want to know.
You'd never see me again.
Anyway, I'm turning your mic off. Enter now for your chance to win. Text yes to 61025. That is yes to 61025. It's a £2 to text plus your standard message rate. Over 18s only. The full terms and online entry for this Hits Radio Network Scotland competition are on the website. Now enter before lines close tomorrow at 5pm. Gary Spence is making the call, and he could be calling you to win. Just answer your phone within 5 rings. Make sure you do that, and make sure you know the Black Friday cash register amount one more time. £100,000. Text yes to 61025. Good luck.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here, and Celtic are level. Bayer Leverkusen 1, Celtic 1, and it is an absolutely outrageous penalty from Josip Juranovic. Kyogo pretty much gets clotheslined by the goalkeeper in the box. It went to VAR, nothing was given initially. He came back quite quickly, pointed to the spot, booked the Bayer Leverkusen keeper, and Josip Juranovic stepped up. Now here's, think Zidane, 2006 World Cup final, the Panenka off the bar and in. Mark Wilson, Josip Juranovic has got a bit of bottle to try that one and pull it off.
Absolutely sensational to execute that. You know, your top strikers, Kyogo goes up and does that, or your top strikers in the world, you're going, well done. A fullback though, you know, to go up and have that composure and then execute it, sensational. And you know, I think Celtic deserve that. Actually, a ropey start, but they came into it and they've got their just rewards. I don't think there's any doubt about their penalty award either.
Yeah, the old VAR, Gordon, because in real time we were watching it during the break. I did say to Mark, I'm not sure how Kyogo's gone down. It looks like something's gone on, but no Celtic player complained. Play was going to continue, but Kyogo got a head knock, so the referee stopped. And when you see it back, the keeper's come out, they got nowhere near the ball and completely wiped Kyogo out. And referee points to the spot and the penalty dispatched expertly by Juranovic.
Well, it's definitely a penalty kick. Nobody can argue with that, Gordon. We all spotted it here watching it, probably the second time, because we were that busy watching the ball. And then up steps Juranovic for the, I know what you're going to do. Up steps Juranovic for a penalty kick. And how cool is that to try that? It's absolutely brilliant, I've got to say. I just think he's a top player, this boy.
We all know that when anything goes barren in, it looks a little bit better.
Yeah,
we can all agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Football fans across the world unite on that opinion. But particularly when you've dinked a penalty and off the bar. Not bad at all. Right, we're level. 42 minutes, 43 almost gone. Bayer Leverkusen 1, Celtic 1.
Think Giakoumakis, when he comes back, still going to be penalty taker?
I don't think
number
so.
One?
Nah, I think they'll leave it for a little bit longer. Right, we've got a huge game at Ibrox. A first game in charge for Giovanni van Bronckhorst at home to Sparta Prague. David's a Rangers fan. Are you going to the game tonight, David?
I just on my way to the game now. Traffic's pretty bad, as you said in the travel report, so just hopefully be there just shortly.
See,
so
before we get into the sort of nitty gritty of who might play, is this exciting? Does it still feel exciting, David, going along for a new manager's first game in charge?
Absolutely. I mean, that was, as soon as they announced it, I was definitely going. I mean, I grew up with Giovanni van Bronckhorst, so to be able to watch him now come in as a manager, it's difficult. I mean, obviously I was a huge Gerrard fan. It seemed like towards the end there his heart wasn't in it. He was obviously looking towards the sort of move that would then take him towards going to Liverpool. So it was a difficult one, but as soon as they started talking with Van Bronckhorst, I was obviously quite excited, especially with his performances at Feyenoord as well.
Yeah.
So you can't really complain with that, really, to be fair. So, and to do it in 6 days is massive, like, you know, you hope that, I mean, it's getting the fans going, but you would hope that it's going to get the players going as well. But after what's happened on Sunday, it's difficult to defend that one, to be fair.
Yeah. Right, before we get David's extended thoughts, Celtic are living a bit of a charmed life. Leverkusen have just hit both posts in quick succession. Not really sure how the ball stayed out, but it is still 1-1. What about tonight then, David? The big line that jumped out yesterday, the manager said you'll see changes. Now, I don't know if he meant personnel or tactics, or a bit of both. What do you expect? What are you hoping for as well?
Well, it's difficult to see what he can change tactics-wise. I mean, he's obviously a 4-3-3 man himself. What I would pick up on the previous caller, though, obviously he was talking about Patterson. Whatever happens with whether Patterson or Tavernier gets the job at night, you kind of feel like they're going to have to try and integrate the two of them into the team. I can't see Patterson wanting to sit on the bench for the next few years, and so it's difficult to see what you could do to try and integrate both of them there. But it would be great to see the both of them in the team. I don't know if one of them could move up to right midfield or not. But also with regarding the striker situation as well, I'm the same as the panel is about Morelos. It's a hit and a miss with him, isn't it? And I don't think his fitness is what it was last year either. So I'd like to see Sakala get another chance. He obviously scored a hat-trick against Dundee, so it'd be interesting to see what he could bring. But Roof would have been my choice, but obviously he's picked up a bit of a knock there. So,
yeah, Mark, again, tonight is one thing, but David's thinking long-term. He thinks that there's going to have to be some sort of solution to this Patterson-Tavernier thing that suits Patterson a bit more than the current arrangement does. Whether we start to see that tonight or not, you hear all sorts. Can one of them go further forward, wide? That's the kind of most obvious one. Can James Tavernier do a sort of Fernando Rixon style move from fullback to centre midfield? But you know, you've got Ryan Jack and guys like that in there, so
it's a big call. But the new manager, you know, he's paid to make big calls, and I think you can see how talented Patterson is. I'm sure when he works with him over the next few weeks, he'll get first hand account of that. Tonight's an opportunity. I thought he may be in tonight just because high energy, you know, I think the crowd would like to see, even though they like Tavernier, I think they'd like to see Patterson. So it's a big call for him this evening.
David, the Morelos debate always comes back to this, as he's the top scorer in European football, he's the main man, he's the man for the big occasion. You don't leave him out on nights like this. How much do you buy into that argument?
It's difficult to say that that's not the case, because he's done it so many times for us. I mean, he's you know, the amount of goals he scored in Europe alone is sensational. But you just you don't always feel like his heart's in it. I don't know if that's maybe the right way of saying it, but sometimes you just feel like I just don't feel like he tries hard enough all the time. And he's got, it's hard to deny that he's, you know, he's won us a lot of games, but I just I'm just not sure if he's 100% whether he's the choice moving forward anyway. And I would imagine that bringing the likes of Roy Mackay into the backroom staff, they're definitely going to be looking at that strike force and potentially looking to add to that as well.
Yeah.
I would say that that's what their plans are anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon, 2 days training or whatever it was, that's the importance of an entire backroom staff. Maybe Roy Mackay, who's worked really closely with the strikers in 2 days, says, I really like the look of this guy. I've loved what I've seen from him in the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. Gio, pick him. He's the man. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst will remember the Feyenoord Rangers games and Morelos. How much do you take that into account? How much do you look at his form this season? How much do you look at what he's witnessed in the last 2 days in training? We'll never really know what emphasis the manager wants to put away.
It'll be interesting to see who he starts with. Me personally, I think Morelos, I know his form's been very poor. I think he's a better player just now in Sakala. So I would start with him. Where I think he might do, or he might do, Gordon, is he might tweak it a little bit for Morelos. He might, you know, change his style of play because he's been coming deep. He's been trying to, everybody's been talking about the link-up play. He might just say to Morelos tonight, look, I'm going to play players round about you. Stay in the striker, stay in the centre-half, get in the box when the ball goes wide and go and do what you're good at and get the ball into the back end. He may tweak something like that, Gordon. Once again, we don't know what team he's going to play because he would have probably had a lot of thinking to do after watching the performance on Sunday. But he gets a feel for it with his coaching staff during training. So I am desperate to see what he's going to do tonight formation-wise and how he's going to tweak it in personnel is very interesting.
Half-time whistle has gone in Leverkusen. I'll get you the first half picture very soon. But just before we let David go, David, going along tonight, you've spoken about your excitement, the sense of anticipation at seeing the new manager in the dugout. There will be 50,000 who feel exactly like you. With that in mind, how important is it that Rangers stop this crazy run of conceding first? I think it's 6 games in a row. And yes, sometimes it hasn't really mattered and they've been good enough to come back. But just for the overall feeling and the mood of the occasion, surely that's not what you and your fellow fans will be expecting to see tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, even like Conor Goldson, I didn't agree with a lot of what he said in his interview. But one thing he did say was that they've been practicing these tactics so many times and they still fall for it. So I think we have to go out attacking straight away tonight. We have to try and prove that's not going to be the case every game because it's happened too many times now. So I'll be expecting and I'll be disappointed if we don't score first. But you just don't know, do you?
Because that will be tough, won't it? Lots of fans are so excited about Van Bronckhorst that it'll be positive in that respect. But once that goal goes in, is that where Sunday starts coming into the thoughts of the fans?
Well, possibly, but I mean, if we score first, we've done it before, though. You know, in the European nights and then one of the qualifiers that we had in the Champions League, we scored two, and then we went to the break, and then we ended up losing. So
true.
I think You've got to perform the whole 90 minutes. You can't just expect to, if you go up ahead, you can't expect to then win the game. But the same respect, if you lose a goal, you can't just put your head down and say that's the game over with. I mean, I think what Conor Goldson said at the weekend there was absolutely horrendous. I mean, to say that the team haven't got the drive, you know, you've just won the first league that we've won in 10 years, do you know what I mean? So if you haven't got a drive, what are you doing playing with the team? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's a good question. David, it was nice to hear from you. Enjoy the game. Will you give us a call back sometime?
Yeah, definitely. Cheers, panel.
Good
thanks,
man. That was David on his way to Ibrox tonight. It is halftime in Leverkusen. Let's get the story with Andrew McLean.
Europa League updates with scrappercarscotland.com. Get paid and arrange a free pickup of your old car.
Take it away, Andrew.
Yeah, Bayer Leverkusen 1, Celtic 1, the half-time score at the Bayer Arena. Robert Andrik heading the hosts in front with but it was an incredibly audacious penalty from Josip Juranovic to level things before the break. The hosts had the better of the play throughout the half. They caused a good few problems. An early chance came through former Celtic man Jeremy Frimpong. He cut the ball back to Andrik at the edge of the box, but his shot was deflected out for a corner by Near Beaton. From that resulting corner, Andrik had a great chance, a header in the centre of the box, but he could only direct that one over. That was a warning sign for Celtic though, and they didn't take note, because from the next corner, 16 minutes in, Andrick lost Anthony Ralston. He made a run to the front post and he pretty much had a free header directing it into the bottom corner for 1-0. Celtic hadn't created much going forward, only a couple of flashes from Kyogo Furuhashi, but he was involved heavily as they levelled. It was a great cross from Jota on the left, curling towards the goal. Goalkeeper Lucas Kradecki came out to try and punch it, and instead he absolutely clattered Kyogo Furuhashi. It was certainly a penalty, but it wasn't given at the time. It went to VAR. The referee then saw it in full and pointed to the spot, and Josip Juranovic stepped up to take it, and goodness me, one of the calmest penalties you will ever see. An inch perfect Panenka in off the underside of the bar, absolutely unbelievable to level the score. And the madness wasn't over. A couple of minutes later, Moussa Diaby at the other end, he rifled a shot off the post. The rebound came back to Florian Wirtz, who had a chance, and he hit the other post and the ball went out for a goal kick. Celtic held on at that point. They've scraped their way back into this one, Celtic, and the half-time score in Germany is Bayer Leverkusen 1, Celtic 1.
Entertaining stuff for Andrew out there in Leverkusen. Mark Wilson, what have you made of the first half?
It's been entertaining. That's one thing you see every time you see Celtic play, but Bayer Leverkusen, a very good team, and I kept seeing it there. For 18-20 minutes, Celtic looked really on the rack. But they grew into the game, they grew in confidence, they started keeping possession a wee bit better, getting players forward, and Jota supplies a brilliant cross. Kyogo obviously wins a penalty, and what a penalty it was. Wrote their luck a wee bit, obviously, after that, with the ball coming off the post twice, but I think Ange Postecoglou will be happy how his players didn't go under in that period after conceding quite early. Be quite easy of to ship another goal and then the game's almost over, but his team stayed in there. And got to say, Ange Postecoglou is true to his philosophy. He's not came here to defend. He's played open, expansive football again. And I think 1-1 at the break's a fair enough result.
The penalty from Juranovic is ridiculously good, Gordon DL. It might be as good as it gets for Celtic. Leverkusen have been excellent and may go on to win. But the moment of quality from Celtic there was brilliant from the spot.
I don't know if I'm giving a disservice here by saying you don't usually see that from fullbacks, Gordon. That's usually
I don't think you see it from many
people. That's usually a playmaker or a centre forward that try that, especially 1-0 down.
Not many get it off the bar and in like Zidane did.
It was absolutely brilliant. I can't deny that. To even try that, you know, because you always run the risk that the goalkeeper doesn't move and you look a bit of a fool. But it was brilliant, absolutely executed brilliantly. And I'm with Mark here. I think Ange Postecoglou will be over the moon that he's 1-1 half time.
Tell you what, Celtic fans, this is a great chance. Whilst it's half time, maybe you've got the kettle on, maybe you've gone for something stronger. Why not pick up the phone and let us know what you made of that first half? And Rangers fans, keep your calls coming. David had some very interesting thoughts about Patterson and Tavernier and Morelos. Are you heading along to the game? What changes will the new manager make? 0141 951 1025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's a huge night of Europa League action. Just about to get the second half underway in Leverkusen. It's Bayer Leverkusen 1, Celtic 1. That Josip Juranovic penalty. Rangers are, where are we, about an hour and 15 minutes or so away from kickoff. Going to give you that Rangers team very soon indeed as well. So keep your calls coming in, 0141 951 1025, or Twitter at ClydeSSB. I'll let you get back to the second half quickly. Ross, who's a Celtic fan, are you happy with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, Gordon, I'm very, very happy. I was expecting the worst tonight, to be honest. Hi Gordon and Mark, hope you're well.
Hi Ross.
But I actually expected Bayern to come out and have a right good go at Celtic tonight, and if I'm honest, I was expecting the likes at Celtic Park 3, 4 and 5 possibly, but I'm surprised that Ange has came out away from home and played so open. I'm surprised that Celtic are actually on the front foot for periods of the game. Towards the end of the second half, I felt Celtic were in the driving seat. I know when we got the penalty, you could see there was a confidence in Celtic, and it's starting to show. We're starting to take the domestic football into the European stage now, and I'm actually, as I say, surprised, guys, that we've actually went to Germany tonight and had a go at Bayern.
Yeah, I mean they were also good as well, Gordon, weren't they? They had chances, but Celtic are giving a decent enough account of themselves.
Like we said at half time, Ange Postecoglou would be over the moon again at 1-1, Gordon. Terrific penalty, you've got to say. But I think the home side, yeah, they're expecting more, but they've created a few chances. Celtic got a warning with the set play prior to that, and the lad headed over the bar. They've hit the post, both posts. You know, they've looked dangerous. So Celtic just need to calm themselves, make sure they defend properly. You know, there's always a goal in Celtic. They're a very tight side. They've got flair players. They've got people that can open up defences. They've got people that can score you goals. But you've got to make sure, especially against a quality side, away from home, you're very hard to beat at the back.
Do you think Celtic can get something from this, Ross, based on what you've seen?
As I said to the producer there, I would take a draw right now, but I know ideally we need the 3 points tonight to try and keep the pressure on Real Betis. I think we are winning 1-0 the last game I checked, but I think if we get a point, I would be more than happy with a point. I think with the fact that we got outclassed at Celtic Park off Bayern, I think it would put a bit of perspective back into the Scottish game if we went there tonight and got some.
I mean, Mark, it is worth bearing in mind that, you know, yeah, Celtic might not. Oh, I thought Kyogo was through in goal there. The pass from near Beaton was just a little bit heavier. Celtic had good periods actually in the game at Celtic Park, and you almost feel a bit daft saying that because I know they lost 4-0, and of course that's the most important thing. But there were clearly moments within that game that Ange Postecoglou felt they could build on.
Yeah, well, they started a lot better that game than they did this evening. So it's taking on a slightly different form tonight. Celtic took a wee while to get settled. I don't think they were ever in charge of this game. I think they've done well to compete. They've looked composed on the ball. And Ange Postecoglou, I think, would have been delighted with 1-1 at half time. But there's still a chance. I think they've grew into it quite well. But this team's a very, very good side. There's still a long way to go in this.
Ross, I cannot let you go without getting your thoughts on that penalty.
When I've seen it as well, I think it was yourself, Gordon, that said that. I wasn't unsure it was a penalty. I felt as soon as the keeper's made contact, it's a stonewall penalty for me. The keeper was late, and it's one of the ones VAR's clocked it, and rightly so, it's been given. So yeah, for me, it was a penalty.
And what about the way he dispatched it?
Obviously, you're wanting someone to put it away comfortably, but I think with the confidence and that Juranovic just put it away, then yeah, I'll take it. But
you'll take it. There's confidence. There's confidence, and then there's Mark Wilson.
Calm down, Ross. You sound overexcited there with that penalty. That was one of the best penalties I've seen. And you know the impressive thing about Juranovic? He said what, 3 penalties now? One against Betis where he reversed it into the bottom corner. The other one at home where he puts it to the right hand side, and then that one. So a full repertoire, you know, really what he's capable of, and I don't think there's any doubt who's the penalty taker now.
Jackie Marcus, yeah. Because that's what the manager says, and I'm going with the manager. Top class. To try that away from home, see when you're 3-0 up, that's easy to try, right? When you're 1-0 down, away to Leverkusen, you're thinking, we're not going to get a lot of chances here. You've got a great opportunity to get back in the game, and you do that. That's just confidence. That is confidence in your own ability. It was fantastic to watch.
Yeah, Celtic with a bit of defending to do at the moment. We'll just stick with it. Carter Vickers can't quite sort his feet out, and it goes out for a corner kick.
Yeah, they're a good side. Once, you know, Leverkusen start knocking that ball about and they get that third man running, they split teams open. And that was just an example there that Celtic in possession lose it. 3 passes and it's up the other side. And, you know, Celtic now have a corner to defend, and they'll be looking to defend a lot better than they did, obviously, when they conceded that opener. Hard job for Ralston because, you know, he's got a big run to match here and a lot of bodies. It's something that Leverkusen have worked on. They got their rewards.
Right, Rangers fans, here's what you've been waiting on since Sunday at 6 o'clock or whatever it was. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's first Rangers team. So much debate this week. Will there be wholesale changes? I've heard calls for McGregor to get dropped, Tavernier to get dropped, Goldson, Davis, Morelos, the list goes on. He's not made that many changes. It's just the two, Bassey in for Balogun and Hadji in for Arfield. So Alan McGregor in goal, a A back four of James Tavernier with the captain's armband, Conor Goldson, Calvin Bassey and Borna Barisic. Now there are suggestions that this formation has been tweaked to a 4-2-3-1, mm-hmm. with Kamara and Davis sitting deeper, then Aribo, Hadji and Kent behind that man, Alfredo Morelos. What do you think of that, Gordon Deal?
I'm not surprised. I think he would have looked to the two centre-halves. You know, I think a lot of Rangers fans were very disappointed with Goldson, not just because his comments, his performances haven't been up to standard. Balogun, I thought, on Sunday was very, very poor. I'm not surprised that he's decided to go with Bassey, although I don't think that's a position that... I think that's his best position. I think he's more to left back, getting up and down, but Barisic has got that. Mark was shouting about Patterson. I could have understood that, but he's gone back to his captain. He's tweaked maybe the formation, do you say, Gordon?
I mean, like I say, that could still be a 4-3-3, but...
Yeah, but I think, and I totally take on board what Mark was saying about Morelos, how many chances, whatever, but... When you look at the options he's got, is he better than Sakala? Are you looking for a reaction? I know what you're saying about Steven Gerrard, but he may tweet one or two things and say to him, look, we've now got a guy in working with you. We want you further up the pitch. We don't want you dropping off. This is what we've got to play. Let's see what you've got. I'm not surprised with that. I think it's a good team for
now. Now, just to clear something up though, Mark, I'm looking at the subs and Leon Balogun is not amongst them, so you would assume that he's injured and therefore that's why Calvin Bassey has to play rather than it being a masterstroke from a bit. Oh, what a save that is from Joe Hart.
How does that not go in the back of net? That's incredible.
Fully expected Celtic to be 2-1 down and Joe Hart is somehow rescued it. It's a wonderful passage of play. Celtic caught out in between Ralston and Carter Vickers. Hart saves the first one and from 3 yards out with an open goal, Bayer Leverkusen striker not confident at all and almost tries to run it into the net, at which point Hart is able to go and gather it. So yeah,
I think the lad thinks that's too easy.
Yeah, it's a sitter, isn't it, as well? I think the lad thinks that's too easy.
It's a case of just run it into the net and kick it in. But that's what you call... See, if you watch... I detest goalkeeping training, right? But if you watch I think it's all that throw the ball to you, throw the ball to me nonsense, right? But if you watch watch Joe Hart here, his reactions...
So the training works then.
Well done. Great. Stevie Woods, I've got to give him a shout out. Absolutely brilliant there, Joe Hart.
Still 1-1 in that game. Rangers fans, what do you make of it? McGregor, Tavernier, Goldson, Bassey, Barisic, Kamara, Davis, Aribo, Hadji, Kent, Morelos. Is that what you would have picked? Yes or no? Pick up the phone right now and it's time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. Give us a call before 7 o'clock if you think you're brave enough to take on Mark Wilson or Gordon Dalziel, and you could be up next.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's a huge night of Europa League action, and it's so far so good for the Scottish teams, because Leverkusen 1 Celtic 2 is the current score in Germany. It was actually a lovely move from Celtic, who had been riding their luck to an extent. Joe Hart out to Forrest, to Turnbull, back to Forrest, to Beaton, a sweeping counter attack. Eventually it was a slip actually from Jeremy Frimpong of all people. The ball worked out to Jota and he took it first time left footed into the bottom corner to give Celtic a 2-1 lead. 40 minutes, no, in fact, that's a complete lie. 55 minutes till kick off between Rangers and Sparta Prague. So keep your calls coming on that one. And let's play this before we do anything else.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Hopeless, useless, bottle job pundits have lost every single Beat the Pundit this week. It is 3-0 to the listeners. I'm going to have to check the archives, producer Callum. I don't think the listeners have ever won 4 in a row in the same week. I really don't think so. So tonight could be the night. Wilson and DL, bit of a mixed bag for these two. You're partly responsible. You lost on Tuesday night in horrific fashion in the tiebreaker.
I was a bit unlucky, but I took responsibility for my part.
What part of unlucky is thinking that Steven Gerrard's win percentage was in the 40s at Rangers?
Yeah, I was a bit unlucky. I thought I was just a bad guess.
Miles off it.
Dreadful.
Was it?
I won't happen in my watch, Gordon. I tell you that. It won't happen tonight.
You've beat the last two or three.
I've not. I'm back in a good run. So
I'll tell you what, the standard last night, Mark from Bayliston, which could well be you. You were Mark from Bayliston once in a while.
Was he good? What did he get?
Six,
did he?
Answered all six right. Didn't get any wrong. Simon Donnelly was okay. He got four, not good enough. Mark from Bayliston was bang on. Okay. Maybe there's something in the name. Tonight it's Mark from Wishaw. How's it going, Mark?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. How's yourselves?
Not bad at all. Which one of these two geniuses would you rather take on?
Nah, I'm not bothered, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I think you keep away for Tuesday night in case you get Roger Hannah.
That's it. See, this is a guy that's heard this competition
before. Sounds like, is it you in a car, Mark?
I'm in a car on the way to the game.
How many's in there?
Just me and my son.
Ah, yeah. Okay. How old's your son?
He's 22.
All right, so we're up against two.
Gordon was hoping like four or something's going to be the answer. He's 22, he's a
just
man.
Just in case that comes up in the tiebreaker.
There are no rules. Mark can be in a seven seater for all I care, and they can all be shouting out
from
tough.
Mendy.
That's just the way it works. Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it will be Gordon Dalziel. It's you again, I'm afraid.
By the way, the clean sweep's on now.
No, I'm doing so. Mark.
Come
Mark
on, Daz,
Junior.
I'm going to support you.
Right, okay, come on, let's give him some Clyde 2. 30 seconds on the clock. Mark, what's your boy's name?
Aaron.
Mark and Aaron, let's go. 30 seconds, answer as many questions right as you can, and you are allowed to pass if you don't know, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hold you on for 2 seconds. I thought Celtic were about to go through on goal, but Forrest can't control it. Anyway, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Who's Rangers' current longest-serving player?
James Tavernier.
Which sports brand make the current Celtic strip?
Adidas.
Has Johnny Hayes played more games for Aberdeen or Celtic?
Aberdeen.
Name any player in the Scottish top flight who's won a player of the month this season.
Jota.
Which German city do Bayer Leverkusen play their home games in?
Leverkusen.
Who's the only Scottish top flight manager whose first and second name start with the same letter?
Pass.
Okay, let's bring Gordon Dalziel back. Gordon, can
I'll
you hear us?
I'll be passing that one. You are all smiling at anyway, let me tell you.
30 seconds, you ready?
Right, go.
Hold on. We need a big performance from you.
I'm in for this, I'm all
we
in.
We cannot give four balls away in the same week.
My balls are staying in this building
good.
Tonight.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Who's Rangers' current longest serving player?
Tavernier.
Which sports brand make the current Celtic strips?
Adidas.
Has Johnny Hayes played more games for Celtic or Aberdeen?
Aberdeen.
Name any player in the Scottish top flight who's won a player of the month so far this season.
Player of the month, Turnbull.
Which German city do Bayer Leverkusen play their home games in?
Don't know.
Who's the only Scottish top flight manager whose first name and surname begin with the same letter?
I still don't know that.
Time up. Mark and Aaron, do you think you've done it?
I'm quite confident.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, quite confident.
Rangers' longest serving player, Tavernier, you both got it. Celtic strips made by Adidas, both got it. Johnny Hayes has played more for Aberdeen, both got it.
Oh no, I'm going to get pipped here.
Name any player in the top flight who's won a player of the month this season. You had the choice of Martin Boyle, Ian Harkes, Jota.
Why did I not get him out some last month?
And Mark, you never got Jota.
Oh, you're a Ranger supporter.
Which German city do Bayer Leverkusen play their home games in? The clue's sort of in the name. It's Leverkusen. Mark got it. You passed it inexplicably.
How could you pass that?
I didn't know it.
And it didn't really matter at the end. Malky Mackay is the manager with the first name and the surname beginning with the same letter. 1, 2, 3, 4. A 5 for Mark and Aaron and a 3 for Gordon Dalziel. Well done, lads.
See, did you hear that? Well done, lads.
To be fair, I didn't really hear Aaron.
I get no help there at all.
Yeah, you did. Half a ball each.
It doesn't even matter. There are no rules. Well done. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah. Hope you get stuck in the traffic.
Nearly there.
Ah, brilliant.
Run out of petrol, something like that.
I say brilliant, I'm always on the side of the listener. Four in a row.
I've lost two in a row.
You should have just let me on. Never mind the coin toss, because he's hopeless.
How would you have done there?
Pretty well.
Leverkusen.
Well, Bayer Leverkusen, I mean, I would have done better than him. Don't know. The clue is in their name.
Yeah, okay.
In their name.
All right.
Well, Bayern Munich, where did they play?
Munich.
How'd you get that?
Because I went by a Munich. Wraith
Rovers, where do they play?
Rovers.
Wraith.
City of Wraith.
Four in a row for the listeners. This has never been done before. Tomorrow night, if you're listening, Hugh Keevans, and he will be, and Kenny Miller.
There's no hope then.
Decent.
Is Janet
Hugh,
I'm worried about? No, Hugh.
Hugh actually texted last night to say, I need to salvage the Beat the Pundit reputation on Friday.
Yeah, you're right. But he's took 50% of the
desperate times if we're waiting on Hugh to save things, I must admit.
I'm going through a bad time. I need a bit of encouragement, a bit of help.
Just with Beat the Pundit or anything else going on?
Mark and Mark's Junior.
Hold on. We've had a tweet. What from Mr. Arthur Black Arthur.
Oh no, I've not went and bought my league as well.
I thought we hadn't heard from him in a while. He says moved. Getting caught up with the last 3 weeks. We'll have new stats on Monday. So he's going to have to listen to 3 weeks worth of shows and produce the stats. And remember, we always debate where he lives.
Yeah. Where is he now?
He's signed off his message. Happy Thanksgiving.
We
knew. We did say it was America somewhere. I think that's what we were closing in on him.
Sunshine State. It's got to be.
No, because remember it was very snowy as well.
No, I said Denver.
Kind of Midwest.
I said Denver.
Maybe something. I don't know.
Somewhere in Colorado.
Somewhere in the States. Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Arthur.
Bad news next Tuesday. I might be right down there.
I think you could be. Yeah.
You could be.
I think
you're
struggling. I'll not be bottom because they're worse than me.
Greg Wilde, you remember him? He's on. He says,
wee winger.
Dazza makes my Thursday night, and Steph has also said his balls aren't staying in the building.
my balls are certainly flying not. Out. That's door.
His balls are heading somewhere down Paisley Road West.
The problem of his life
to get to Ibrox to give to Mark and Aaron.
I've literally no balls left. I've got to say, I'm gone.
Someone has taken a sore one for Celtic. It is near Beaton, I think. Mark, is it? No,
I don't know. I really don't because his balls are in my head now.
That's quite
something.
Wasn't
even watching.
You want me to sign them for you?
No thanks. Well, yeah, I think it is beat on, Gordon. I think so.
No, we'll let the replays catch up. And this is the cutting edge analysis of the Celtic game.
Yeah,
you were all hoping for. Now Celtic are making a double change in the wide areas. Mikey Johnson is coming on, as is Lila Bada. So will it be straight swaps for Forrest and Jota?
Well, you would think so. You wouldn't see Celtic changing any shape. You ask the wide guys to do a lot of work when they play out there, you know, playing high and wide. And
Forrest hasn't had a lot of game time. Yeah, as Jota. You've got to say, right, as much you're away from home, you're 2-1 up. A lot of managers would put on defensive minded players. He's putting on two attacking wingers for two attacking wingers. Jota's obviously player of the month that I forgot about last month.
I must admit, Ian Hark's player of the month passed me by.
I thought must it was have been early on, or when he scored the win on the Dundee Derby, perhaps. Round about
that
time.
It's only been 3 months, so it's September.
Yeah, must have been. Yeah.
But yeah, passed me by that one.
Well, it passed me by because I didn't get it.
Abada on, Jota off, Forrest also off, Mikey Johnson. So double change. Something we did miss a couple of moments ago, and I wonder how much of a blow you think this is. Carter Vickers booked. It looked a bit harsh, albeit I was half concentrating on Beat the Pundit, which means he's out of the Betis game, I'm sure.
Ooh, yeah.
Need to double check, but I'm pretty sure that is the case. And
he's been excellent, you know, recently.
Albeit, I think Starfell is getting closer, but you know, still not ideal. You want them all available.
Bit of a headache that for Ange Postecoglou, but I'm sure, you know, he won't be concentrating on anything like that just now. But I think Carter Vickers has been excellent, an excellent acquisition. I think he's strengthened that back line. He comes with a real presence in both boxes as well. So yeah, a sore one. But probably you're looking at a Beaton moving back into
I think Starfelt might make that game.
You know, you would argue that Beaton may have a chance still, but playing there. But no, disappointing.
I think it was a clash of heads near Beaton, but he seems to be okay. He's going to continue, and with 72 minutes gone, it's Leverkusen 1, Celtic 2. Such is the nature of this group, Gordon. They need a win, but that certainly is the desired result. They would need to, you know, if they draw tonight, Betis are winning 2-0. I think they'd then need to beat Betis comfortably at home. Is that the way that would have to be?
Yeah, but listen, a win tonight would be a fantastic result. Gives them every opportunity, Gordon. I thought that the
that's my point. You know, on paper, even if they were to get a draw from here in Leverkusen, it's a great result. But it's the nature of the group. It may be too little, too late.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. They've still to see this out. You would imagine the home side is. Joe Hart makes another very good save there.
Right at him.
Yeah, well, it's a good save. I'm giving the goalkeeper a good save.
It's not like you
from Aldi. I thought that you know, Joe Hart was the way he had to do. Is it Aldi?
It's Adley. Honestly.
You go there. He's sick to his dinner where he's gone.
I was just waiting
on.
That's
where I'm going.
I thought he was just setting him up for some terrible pun work.
I knew he would have read that wrong in the back of the boy's shirt.
Adley, not Aldi.
I was going to say I'm going there after this. I can't even get that one right tonight.
Oh, awful. Just a little bit lower and I might have went in. Disgusting. I'm embarrassed myself for that. Jeffrey's a Rangers fan. What are you thinking of that team tonight, Jeffrey? Happy with the changes? Would you have made more?
I'm happy with the changes. I wouldn't have tweaked about with the team that much. But as we're talking about the likes of goals, I mean, the way things happened had to have an effect on the team. I mean, it all happened so quickly. The two guys that took the team on Sunday, I felt sorry for. In some ways, I do agree with what Goldstein said, but I don't think you should have said it anyway. I mean, he's only thinking what we're thinking. But now's the time to prove to Van Bronckhorst what we can do.
Which bit though, Jeffrey? Which bit? Because I understand some Rangers fans agreed with some of it, but you're saying he's just saying what we're all thinking. Did you think the game was over at 3-1? Surely Rangers have it in them to come back from 3-1.
Well, it has happened before, but I think the first goal, the defence was not great. I blame McGregor for the second one, because he stood in the 6-yard box and didn't even attempt to come out for the ball. The third one, I sort of blame Davis for the lunge. It just went wrong, and unfortunately, it went wrong at the wrong time. But let's hope tonight, now that we've got Van Bronckhorst in the dugout, that these players prove to him that they should still play for Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the changes, Mark, in actual fact, it's really one in terms of that Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has chosen, because like I said there's no Balogun on the bench, so you have to assume that he's injured and Bassey then has to play centre half. So really, he's taken out Arfield and put in Hadji. There's nothing drastic there whatsoever.
No, not really.
Unless information's tweaked.
A great chance, Gordon.
Yeah, Celtic are in again here, and it's down the left side. Mikey Johnson just can't quite get out his feet. Ayeti's come on, as is James McCarthy. Beaton and Kyogo off. That chance goes a begging.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's a team that the Rangers fans will be familiar with. You know, Hadji coming in for Arfield in terms of going forward. Now, Van Bronckhorst said there will be changes. You can only then assume that he means a change in shape. Time will tell if that's possible to get into place in a couple of days. That's very difficult for a team that's been playing this way for 3 years to come in a couple of days and then change the shape. Now, they're all good footballers and they would have all played different shapes throughout their careers, but you know, to piece it all together and get everybody doing their jobs in a shape takes time. So I don't really know if it would be a 4-2-3-1.
I don't think it's too big a deal, 4-2-3-1 to a 4-3-3, Mark. I would agree with you if it went to a back three, two wing backs, and change the middle of the park, a diamond for instance, whatever. Yeah, I can understand all that. But from a 4-3-3 to 4-2-3-1, I think they can tweak that very quickly.
It's interesting that that's the only change then that he's made, because we mentioned it looks like the Bassey one is enforced. Of all the people who've been getting criticism on the show this week, I've not really heard much for Scott Arfield. I think people actually have been semi-relatively pleased with his performances recently. So of all the people that have been getting a bit of criticism, he's actually the only one that's dropped.
You know, I think Rangers fans looked at the players, Goldson's comments and his performance, Balogun, Morelos's looked like lack of lack of anything, lack of energy, you would say. And they're still in that side. Now, when Van Bronckhorst said there will be changes, so he could have meant that in a number of ways, personnel, shape, but in terms of what he says to the players in the 2 days, he's guaranteeing the fans, I will get something else out these guys. So it's a big 90 minutes for these Rangers players, because you would argue it's not only tonight. If Van Bronckhorst can't get a reaction out certain individuals tonight in the first game, a packed Ibrox in a European game, and what chances is he going away to Livingston on a cold Sunday? You know, so the Rangers players really need to back the manager tonight, give much more than they did on Sunday. Yeah.
Can you do it on a cold Sunday in Livingston? Is what they've been asking across the world of football for years.
Delighted we're in the company of weatherman.
Geoffrey, what do you think of...
Well, it's hardly going to be roasting, is it? And
Geoffrey, how important is it that... Or do you expect to see that reaction tonight, Geoffrey? A full house, as Mark says, Van Bronckhorst's first game in charge, disappointment of Sunday, a lot at stake in the Europa League. Are you expecting to feel a difference in the sort of energy levels?
It's a different ball game. We're in Europe. I mean, European football is a lot different than the SPFL.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that I feel sorry for Morelos, because unfortunately he's playing up in his own, but he's not getting any service. Now, we've seen in the past that when he gets the service, he can be perfect. But every time the ball comes up to him, it's like a punt up the park. He's chasing it. He's only one person up. I mean, what's he supposed to do? And I get frustrated watching him, because if he gets the service, he's a different player. If he doesn't get the service, it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just frustrated. And the defence as well. It's like when Celtic lost their first goal. It takes Celtic to lose a goal to come back and play the way they're playing. I mean, I think Rangers or Celtic have got the same problems.
Yeah, I think, though, it's because it's six in a row, though, isn't it? That's why people are looking at that from Rangers. They've done it six times in a row. Celtic, was that offside in the end? Did the flag go up? It didn't, but should it have? Anyway,
it looked very tight to me.
Well, if it didn't, then Celtic have, again,
Joe Hart again,
come very close to conceding. It was Adley, that man, Gordon's favourite player, threw on goal. Joe Hart stuck out a foot and diverted it away for a corner. It's now going to be a second corner. So I'll give you the very latest from that. We'll continue the build up to Ibrox and a full time teaser next as well.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL. Every time we take a break, a goal goes in, and it's for Leverkusen. Leverkusen 2, Celtic 2, and it's Robert Andrić with his second of the evening. It was a switch of play to the back post, laid off, a lovely touch you have to say, and in rushed Andrić. An unstoppable left footed shot through the legs of Joe Hart, a really good finish. A decent goal from Leverkusen's point of view, disappointing from Celtic's. And it could be an interesting 5 minutes or so, because Celtic have actually had opportunities to break up the pitch and have not been able to take them. But Mark Wilson, you just fear at the other end it could be that Leverkusen go and snatch this and they're in the box again.
Yeah, that looks like,
and it has. They've done it. Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2. It's a wonderful finish again. Diaby this time volleys it low beyond Joe Hart. Celtic have given a good account of themselves, but ultimately it's not going to count for anything by the looks of it, and that will be that for the Europa League if it stays this way.
Yeah, disappointing, because just 10 minutes ago it looked like a sensational result for Celtic against a very good Leverkusen side. The second goal they concede, you know, you could see a number of problems. Ralston's clearance in the first instance, then, you know, a diagonal ball is a good gin, but I think McCarthy doesn't track the runner. And in this one, again, you could see the build-up play, not quick enough to stop the cross. You know, nice little 1-2s round about the box, but what a finish this is. 18 yard line on the volley coming across the Abbey, and he puts it low into the bottom corner.
Yeah, very good goal, you've got to say, from Leverkusen. The writing was on the wall, Gordon. 2-1, you've got something to hold on to. The minute the home team get back into the game, you know you're going to be penned in. You know they're going to come at you and throw everything at you, and they've got their reward. As you say, it's fine lines, because up until that point, I thought Celtic had been absolutely brilliant tonight. The way they've worked, how they've got their goals, their second goal was terrific, their penalty kick, we'll always talk about. but you're up against a quality side that you've got to go for 90 plus minutes or they'll punish you.
You have to make changes, but have the subs killed Celtic a little bit? Are they taking a bit of this thing out of the momentum that they had?
Yeah, I mean, I was chatting about Rangers having energy, you know, and that bit of pace. And I think Celtic were Jota, Kyogo and Forrest up there. They've certainly had that. And then you take them off. Now, Johnson and Abada, plenty of pace and energy. However, you know, you're upsetting the kind of apple cart. But
I mean, Johnson's had three opportunities to counter and get and try and maybe find a teammate, and it's just not quite clicked.
And then McCarthy in the middle of the pitch, I still just don't think he's up to speed, what's expected of him at this moment in time. So yeah, I think it's had a poorer effect on Celtic, should I say.
Right, we've got a teaser for you, and it's a tricky one, I must admit. So thank you to David for sending this in. Can you name the 10 players to wear the number 8 for Rangers since Giovanni Van Bronckhorst? It doesn't include, obviously, down the divisions when loads of folk were getting number 8 from, you know, 1 week to the next. It's the sort of permanent, if you like, or semi-permanent number 8s. The 10 of them that Rangers have had since Giovanni Van Bronckhorst.
Ryan Jack?
Yes, he's the current one.
Neerlinger.
Oh, what a shout that is. He took it immediately after.
Thank you.
I think Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, well done.
Tissot was away, wasn't he?
Ian Black.
Oh, brilliant shout.
Ian Black, yes, well done.
Brilliant shout from Wilson.
Ralston's just had a volley blocked. Celtic looking all right, you know, looking as if they could. But I think they might just run out of time. 3-2, 89 minutes
was
gone.
Was Cattuso too early, Gordon?
He is not on the list.
Number 8, right.
We'll work away at it.
Kenny Miller was number 9.
Kenny Miller was number 9.
Right, okay. The relevance of that.
Who was the one before him?
Oh,
the
no, number before I'm him. Trying to look at the team sheet here. I'm hoping that's a replay or it's 4-2. That is a replay.
It's definitely a replay. Don't you fall in for, don't you fall for that again.
It's not the first time you've been done with that old trick.
I'm too busy thinking about the number 8 situation here for Rangers. Come Stephen on, Davis number 8.
Oh,
anything?
Of course, aye. What a shout.
Yes, aye. Well done. The first
well
time
done. Well done.
Okay, we'll leave it there. You've got Neerlinger, Davis, Black and Jack. So 6 to get. Celtic still giving it a go, Mark. You have to say 6 minutes added on.
Well, it's the only,
you never know.
The only way that they know how, when you bring on, you know, a front three, and you bring on McCarthy as well, it's not as if you brought them on to sit and defend. So these criticisms, or small criticisms, are always going to be there with Ange Postecoglou. You know, when they're ahead, should they have brought on more defensive player-minded players? Should they have went a more defensive formation? He's quite clearly stated he's never going to do that. It's not even in his thinking. And he's went for it. He's brought on wingers, and they've been punished. So,
see, the thing is, though, with that, it's not like, look at the goal Celtic conceded. They weren't caught up the pitch. They weren't, you know, exposed in behind. They had loads of people back for that goal. But ultimately, Leverkusen are very good, and they're a bit better than Celtic.
Well, yeah, but when you go slightly more defensive, you go a narrower shape, then those gaps that you see, you know, Diaby volleying for the edge of the box, you've got bodies in front of it. You know, you condense things. So, listen, this is a very good team who have scored very good goals tonight. So take nothing away from Celtic's performance. Disappointing as it is, they've still been good going forward at stages, but they're coming away for this game with nothing.
Yeah. Let's bring in Alec, who's a Celtic fan. Disappointing end to this, Alec.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We're still living a wee bit of hope here, but players like Abada have got to learn to clear the ball. He had a chance to clear it and puts the ball inside again. I mean, obviously, Jovanovic as well, earlier on, passed the ball across the box. They've got to put a boot through it now and then and clear their line. Do you know what I mean? Abada had the chance to put the ball up the line. Steve Hattie puts the ball inside. Leverkusen boy gets it. Don't get me wrong. I think we've played well middle to forward. But again, just mistakes let us down.
But in these situations, Alec, Ange Postecoglou has came out and took full responsibility. He's the manager. He said that he doesn't want his players to play that way. And, you know, I was just listening this week, some of the things he said, that sometimes late on in games when players want to play it long, he's still telling them to play the same way. So, you know, if you're going to play that way and it's attractive, he's right to take full responsibility. When you're saying Abada should clear it, and there's been other games that they should just put their laces through it, you know, I think in, if I was there in my situation, yeah, you would do it. But if you're being instructed to play a certain way, then I'm sorry, you've got to follow the manager's instructions. And when it goes poorly, then the manager has to take the blame for that.
Yeah, I was very surprised that he's subs, Mark. Very surprised that I'm bringing on a Jackie and Micah Johnson that to start with. You know, I thought he maybe cheered it up a wee bit with Sorrow at the back. As soon as Beaton's a holding midfielder, Sorrow does the same sort of job. You know, I thought he'd have played like for like. McCarthy's done okay, but as I say, attack mind is bringing on these subs. I think sometimes he's going to need to learn to maybe shut up shop a wee bit.
Gordon.
I can understand the subs because
well, they were all like for like, weren't they?
Yeah. He changed his front three, Gordon, because they'd obviously ran their cell into the ground, and he decided to get a bit of fresh legs up there because he's a very attack manager. He likes to hit in the counter attack as well, and he thought that would tell. McCarthy comes on the middle of part. I'm with Mark. I think the boys get very good talent, but I think he's a bit short in the match fitness just now. But it goes into one thing. You're up against a quality side. As much as you can say, well, you should have done this defending, you should have done this. You're up against a top team that's coming at you all the time. The concentration levels, fitness levels is very, very hard. I think what will happen is, and no disrespect, I think that Celtic, once they get into transfer market again, once they're making substitutions, the substitution, let's all be honest, weakened the team because the best players were on the pitch at the beginning. He'll want the substitutions to make bigger impacts when they come on. You know, Mikey Johnson's not had a lot of football. Although he's a good player. Ayeti is the same. You know, Abada's come on to give them a bit of pace. McCarthy's not had a lot of football. You're away at Leverkusen, who are a top side. They were coming at you. When it went 2-2, Gordon, you feared the worst.
Yeah, I mean, Alec, it does look like Celtic are going to head out of the Europa League. They will have that Conference League cushion to land on. They will have European football after Christmas. What can you take away from Europe this season? Have there been positives, or ultimately is it all about getting through?
No, the only positive I've got for Europe this year is I'm not really bothering. I want to win the league for the big money for next season. That's the big prize for both Celtic and Rangers this year. Obviously, we're going to be in Europe after Christmas, which is fair enough. But no, as I say, the league's the holy grail for us this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, Mikey Johnson had a good chance to run down the left. He didn't have much support, to be fair. Showed some nice skill to get in between two Leverkusen players, but eventually crowded out. And I think about 30 seconds left. It looks like this is just heading one way. Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2 on the scoreboard. We'll get the full-time picture from what city did they play in again?
Leverkusen.
Yeah, we'll get the thoughts of Andrew McLean, who's out there watching it as soon as that full-time whistle goes, and it will be soon. Celtic still high, still pressing, trying to close the goalkeeper down. They have done well at times. They've scored two fantastic goals, but they've lost three. And the Europa League journey, it looks like it will come to an end. The game against Betis will be a dead rubber in a couple of weeks' time.
So it's a shame, but Alec, they made the point, doesn't he really care about European football? And I think
Celtic almost equalised right at the death. It's a cross from the right hand side. It's a Yeti in the box. He gets something on it, and the goalkeeper full stretch to turn it round for a corner. I don't even know if there will be time for the corner. Might not even have. Was it going to hit the post, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
I think he should do better, adjust his feet quicker. I think so. Yeah, being an extra.
That was a hart chance. I thought the cross was deflected. Oh, go on, Hart!
Love it when the goalkeepers come up. It's into Joe Hart, and he ends up getting a whack in the face.
Here we go.
Down he goes.
Okay, stay up, Joe.
I think that will be the full time whistle. Still not. I mean, I guess it's that us now? Yes. It is. It's all over in Leverkusen. Let's speak to Andrew McLean.
Bayer Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2, the full-time score in Germany. Ange Postecoglou's side let a lead slip late in the game and are knocked out of the Europa League with a game to spare, despite a spirited showing in Germany. The hosts were the better side in the opening stages and created a few openings. Robert Andrich had an early shot from the edge of the box deflected wide from the resulting corner. He also headed over, but his next header found the back of the net. He lost Anthony Ralston at a corner. He made a run to the front post, directed the ball into the bottom corner for the opener. Celtic hadn't created much but got the chance to level from the spot. It was a brilliant cross from Jota into the box, and goalkeeper Lucas Radecki, he came out to punch the ball and he caught Kyogo Furuhashi with two fists, just punched him straight in the side of the head. It wasn't given initially as a penalty, but it went to VAR and the penalty was given. Josip Juranovic stepped up to take it, and the audacity, it was a wonderful Panenka chip in off the underside of the bar, as casual as you like, for 1-1. And luck was on Celtic's side before the break as well, because Diaby and Wirtz struck either post within seconds of each other. Then after the break, it took a fantastic double save from Joe Hart to keep it level at that point. It was crucial because Celtic then took the lead not long after. A lovely counter-attack started with Joe Hart. They worked it down the right, and when they got into the box, Jeremy Frimpong slipped. Kyogo Furuhashi took advantage of that. He found Jota in space and he finished it off with a great strike into the bottom corner for 2-1. Celtic ahead with 3 points to keep a hold of, but they just couldn't do it. It went 2-2 when the ball was cut back to Robert Andrić in the box, and he fired between Joe Hart's legs for Andrić's second of the game, and Bayer Leverkusen's second as well. And then 3 minutes from time, Florian Wirtz crossed for Moussa Diaby at the edge of the box. He fired a fine volley into the bottom corner. So close to an equaliser though from Celtic right at the end. David Turnbull with a shot that was tipped just wide by Hradecki. But it finishes 3-2. It'll be Europa Conference League football for Celtic after Christmas, because, as I say, the full-time score here in Germany is Bayer Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2.
OK, Celtic fans, what did you make of that? 01419511025. I will check in on the teaser very soon, but before we do that, let me tell you about something really important.
Cash for Kids, Mission Christmas.
Getting closer, a month today, isn't it? A month today until the big day, and Cash for Kids Mission Christmas is back. Christmas this year is going to be particularly tough for lots of families on our doorstep, and you can help. You can make a difference to those families by supporting Cash for Kids Mission Christmas. Your fundraising, your donations really do make a difference to children living in poverty. Every single penny you give us goes straight to help those who need it most in Glasgow and the West. You can find all the details at Clyde1.com/mission. That's Cash for Kids Mission Christmas with J&D Pierce Structural Steelwork Fabrication and Construction.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic are out of the Europa League. They were leading against Bayer Leverkusen, but Leverkusen winning 3-2 in the end. It means Celtic will play European football after Christmas, but it will need to be the Europa Conference League. And now it's over to Rangers. What will Giovanni Van Bronckhorst witness in his first game in charge? Well, we'll start to find out in about 13 minutes' time. He's only made the two changes. Yanis Hadji replacing Scott Arfield and Calvin Bassey replacing the injured, we assume, Leon Balogun. So still time to get your calls in, Rangers fans, if you want to look ahead to the game. You can do that. Celtic fans, what do you make of tonight's performance, result and the campaign as a whole? Pick up that phone and let us know. You two still have work to do on this teaser sent in by David. Can you name the 10 players to wear number 8 for Rangers since Giovanni Van Bronckhorst? Mikey, Milo and others giving it a good go on Twitter.
Yeah, we're in here.
Sorry, before the break, you got Nerlinger, Davis, Ian Black and Ryan Jack.
Right, how's this for a shout? Zalalem.
Gideon Zalalem is an outstanding shout.
Yes,
well,
I'm
done.
On fire.
You are indeed.
This evening,
especially that hoodie, you look on fire. I'm going for...
Yeah, it wasn't your best one liner, was it?
I'm
anyway,
going
he's
for
having a nightmare tonight. Yes.
I'm going for so one of our pundits, Alec Ray.
Hugh Keevans.
Alec Ray.
Alec Ray, yes.
Well done. Totally. Well done.
What about Joey Barton?
Yes.
Oh,
Arteta.
No.
Ah, see you. Kevin Thompson.
Yes.
That's it. I'm out.
All right, two to get. We'll get them before the end of the show.
Winner, how many have we to get?
Ten.
Ten. Two to get.
Oh, why have I? I've written down at 8 here.
Gordon Dale, what have you made of Celtic this evening? It's over. They are out.
I thought parts of their performance tonight was very good, Gordon. I think obviously disappointing the fact that they've lost three goals away from home, but you're against a quality side. At 2-1, they had something to hang on to. Unfortunately for the Celtic manager, he had to make the substitutions because there was a lot of work put into that game tonight. You're up against top quality players that's going to make you work, going to make the pitch very big, make you run about. And I think that weakened the team, obviously. And all credit to Leverkusen. when they got into 2-2, I feared the worst. I think we all did. I thought that it was, you know, very hard for Celtic to hang on. You look at the positives. I thought that, you know, their goal, Juranovic's penalty was brilliant. I thought Celtic's second goal was top class. I really did. I know that beat on at the end of it made a mess of the pass, and they got a little bit of luck with Frimpong coming off of him, and Jota slots the ball away brilliantly. But I thought the play from Joe Hart all the way up, Forrest touch, there are a lot of positives. I'm sure Postecoglou, although he'll be a bit disappointed to lose and the Europa League's finished, I think he'll take a lot of positives out of that. I really will.
There is an offering of perspective if you want it, Mark. Let's be honest. Did anyone think Celtic were getting out of this group when it was drawn and Ange Postecoglou came in? I would guess the answer is no. Mm. Everyone thought Leverkusen and Betis would progress. But that doesn't mean you get off scot-free from criticism. They have conceded a lot of goals. I think that takes it up to 13 conceded in five games. Will that be right? So they have conceded a lot of goals. It has been their Achilles heel. That versus, well, they're probably going to finish where people thought they would. They're early on. They don't have a good enough squad yet. They don't have a strong enough squad. What do you think?
Yeah, there's certainly been very good progress there. I think the Celtic fans would be happy with what they're seeing on the pitch, but the goals they're shipping, there has to be another way that's better than that. Or the individuals who are going to come to the club in January have got to be better suited to the formation that Postecoglou is playing. Now domestically you will get away with it, but as soon as you go to this level against Betis and against Leverkusen, you know, you can't let them score four goals at home, away from home, and expect your front three to dig you out with more and outscore teams. It's too difficult at this level. So
I suppose the defence he might offer, I can't get inside his head, would be, is there anything Celtic can do to improve on a 3-2 win? Now that's a 3-2 defeat. That's not me saying you roll over and accept it, but we're talking about, you know, I need to do something different. Can't play this way. Are Celtic good enough to avoid defeat no matter what they do in Leverkusen?
I think they've got to believe they are. Otherwise, what's the point of turning up? You know, of course they do. You know, it's very early
on. My point is, maybe I'm talking about more this automatic suggestion that all you need to do is, you know, be a bit more pragmatic. You know, it was 3-2. That was a narrow defeat.
But it was 2-1 at one stage. And Ange Postecoglou,
would they have been 2-1 up if they'd been played more conservatively?
But that's a different question, because when you get 2-1 up, you've got to take your hat off to Ange Postecoglou. The way he set up, and he took the game to Leverkusen, they found his way back in it, and they found himself in the lead. Now it came, was it 70 minutes or 70 odd minutes? And Daz said the substitutions had to be made. Well, I don't know, did they? Was there an injury to the front three? I know McCarthy comes on for Beaton, and that's in force. But those three substitutions, I like them. I like Abadan, I like Mikey Johnson. He's a different kettle of fish, but they definitely had a negative impact on Celtic's performance. And you're not telling me Ange Postecoglou couldn't have looked at his bench and thought, we could go a bit more defensive here. We've been brave for 70
with
odd
who?
minutes. Well, sorry, I've not got the bench in front of me at the minute, but it could have changed the shape. You looked at the shape still, the wingers were still high, Ayeti through the middle. So I think Ange Postecoglou has came miles, much further than any Celtic fan, I think, thought in the summer. And you can see it is almost there. But surely, when they get ahead in these games, in big important games like these, if they go away with a win there and more defensive in the closing stages, they would have still been in with a fighting chance.
Rangers Sparta Prague's about to kick off. Gordon, your thoughts on Giovanni Van Bronckhorst as he prepares to take the team for the first time?
Yeah, first and foremost, we know the team that he's picked. It's up to that starting 11 to go out and show the manager what they're all about, because they were disappointed at the weekend. Not many changes, maybe a tweak in the formation, Gordon. But interesting to see how they start the game, whether it's a very high press, a lot of energy into the game. Rangers fans are excited with the new era under this new manager.
Okay, let's finish with the teaser. You need two more.
I'll tell you what I looked at, and I thought that, because I went back to my cup final. Does Stephen Hughes wear number?
No.
Nah, well, I'm out.
Nah, need clues, Gordon.
Another one in the Zalalem mould, actually, in terms of
Newcastle
rough era, where he came from, that sort of thing. Spanish.
No, Scottish Athletic.
Spanish.
Mm. Oh,
quick.
Ortiz.
Ortiz.
No. John Torral.
Nah,
you'll never get the last one.
Initials,
he's French. He came from Lyon and went to PSG.
French.
Not a bad.
Initials.
JC.
John.
Jeremy Clement.
I wouldn't have got that.
Thank you, Mark and Gordon. We're back tomorrow to look back on Celtic's Europa League exit and whatever Giovanni Van Bronckhorst can do in his first Rangers game in charge. Kenny Miller and Hugh Keevans, don't miss it. Callum Gallagher is up next.